from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Friday night!
Hi, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on this feel-good summer Friday.
It is a feel-good summer Friday, and there's a huge slate of football games tomorrow, and the Giants are at 1 o'clock down in Houston. And I guess we're going to get our first look at Daniel Jones, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, I want to think that this matters, but I know that it doesn't. And whatever happens in this game outside of him being injured really won't have any impact on how I feel about him and this team going into the regular season. But I will say, in seeing video of him this year, and we're going to hopefully see him up close on Tuesday, he looks better than he ever has.
It's because of the beard.
Is that what it is? The beard?
Well, you have a beard.
I know, but I mean, I'm just talking physically.
Well, physically, he looks big. He looks strong.
Bigger and stronger, yeah.
But he always has been that way. I mean, you know, when he came out of college and when I first got up close to him, I didn't realize just how big he was. And, yeah. You know, he has all the physical attributes that you want in a quarterback. He's big. He's strong. He's athletic. He's got a powerful arm. He's got all of those things that you can see and you can check off the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that he also now has is he has this injury bug. And that, unfortunately, is going to, you know, be with him. That's part of his career path. And once again, he has an opportunity now to take the team and show the team that he's willing to become, dare I say it, more like Josh Allen. And when I say that, I don't mean by running the football. I mean by leading the football team, being the engine, being the energy. And, you know, he's got a guy like Malik Nabers who brings instant energy to a team. And that's a good thing because he hasn't had somebody like that at the beginning of his career where he can really have a profound effect on this young man's career.
Yeah, you know what? I see it differently. He's never going to be Josh Allen. He's never going to be Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Drew Brees, any of those guys that were natural leaders, that were outspoken. He can't be that, but he's got the best resource right in that building almost every single day and the guy that he needs to be, and that's Eli Manning. Now, he can't be Eli Manning because Eli Manning was an Iron Man and Daniel Jones would be the exact opposite of that, but Eli Manning was able to be a great player in a Giants uniform and not nearly be the outspoken leader on the team at any point of his Giants career. It was always somebody else. Now, there's been other quarterbacks that are that way. Kirk Cousins, both in Washington and Minnesota, had a little more juice than Daniel Jones, but really wasn't that same personality like a Josh Allen was. He's just not
many guys are the personality of Josh Allen.
But that's
Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. Justin Herbert's probably in that category right now.
Nah, he's not there yet.
Well, I mean, he's been in 3 coaches, 4 years. I mean, like,
but just personality wise.
You see, again, you know, I always tell you about how stability is really the key to everything when it comes to a good, solid franchise. And, you know, when you're matching up your quarterback with a coach, like, Miami Dolphins figured it out. Brian Flores is not the coach for Tua Tagovailoa. Mike McDaniel is. And when they told Mike McDaniel that they could trade for Tyreek Hill, what do you think he said? Go get him!
Of course.
Because, you know, when you think about Miami, you think about Houston with C.J. Stroud, You think about San Francisco with Brock Purdy. All of those teams run the same type of offense. They're all out of the Kyle Shanahan, you know, way of doing things. And that's one of the reasons why those quarterbacks are lucky to be with those coaches. Because those coaches bring the best out of those quarterbacks by getting guys open, drawing up plays, knowing what they need in order to make sure their quarterback is going to be successful, like adding somebody like Tyreek Hill down in Miami. Think about how fast the five guys on the field for Miami are, and the play calling by Mike McDaniel and the quarterback's accuracy.
Yeah, I mean, and that is a perfect fit. Two guys right. who are just made for one another.
You don't have, like, what's Justin Herbert hasn't had that.
Yeah.
He hasn't had that guy. Maybe he has that guy now in Jim Harbaugh. Hopefully that will be the case for him. And his career now will really start to take off. But, again, think about all the guys that the Chargers have lost in the offseason that were a part of Justin Herbert's early success in the young part of his career. So they are kind of like trying to rebuild on the fly, knowing that they have a top five or a top 10 quarterback. But I still say this about Daniel Jones. You know, I do believe that Brian Daboll is the right coach for him. I think he's going to coach him hard. I think Daniel's going to be accepting of that. But in order to be coached hard, you have to be on the field.
I think one of these cliches that is overused these days but applies to the Giants offense is, what is their identity? Who are they? What are they supposed to do? Now, it was Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones, and those guys got hurt a lot, and now Saquon's not here. So basically, to me, what their identity needs to be is going to come from one man, and that's a rookie, and Malik Nabers. He's the guy that's got to shake up this offense. And Daniel Jones isn't going to be the one who's going to bring the personality and the energy. He never was.
Well, I see it. But you just said it. What you said earlier about what you've seen thus far.
He'll never be that guy. He can't.
Yep. No, but you also said he looks different. He looks bigger. He looks stronger.
Looks stronger, but that just because you lift weights doesn't mean your brain changes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course I know what you're saying, but you know, there comes a time in a man's life, especially when you're a quarterback in the NFL, where you have to realize it's your team. It's your team. That's why they're paying you the big money, and you have to be. And again, I always go back to what Joe Buck said on that Monday night game about Brian Daboll kind of lamenting the fact that Brian Daboll has to bring the energy. And yeah, the coach does have to bring the energy, but he's also got to get the same back from the players that he's coaching. And when you come from coaching Josh Allen, who's a A-type personality, and he says to his coach, man, call a run and play. I need to get hit. Call a run and play. I need to get hit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of player that you want. And, you know, so Brian Daboll was exposed and has been exposed to some great quarterbacks in his coaching career. And he had one of the best, most active quarterbacks that we've seen in the last 10 years in the NFL playing for him. It's like a wild bucking Bronco when he came out of Wyoming. And they just had to kind of like get him to understand the NFL a little bit more and not always rely on taking off and running. But the one thing you cannot deny, that's one of the toughest quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, but once again, I will go back to Daniel Jones is incapable of being Josh Allen. Daniel Jones, however, can be, if he stays healthy, capable of being an Eli Manning type. I'm not saying he's going to win Super Bowls. I'm talking about the way that he fit into a winning culture and a winning team. What they need from Daniel Jones is to be a steady, healthy presence that is clutch when they need him to be clutch. He doesn't have to be the alpha. He can't be the alpha. So forget about that. And hopefully Malik Nabers comes into that huddle and he's the alpha. But Eli Manning never was the alpha. And they won two Super Bowls with him.
He had the Manning last name. And you're right. When he needed to be clutch, he was unbelievably clutch.
I mean,
two of the greatest plays and one of the greatest games I've ever seen a quarterback play in terms of the physicality was that NFC Championship game out in San Francisco.
Absolutely.
And Daniel's capable of that. I do believe if he has, you know, their defense has got to be better first and foremost. Eli played with a great defensive line, had a great offensive line.
That's what this team needs to be. Well, so they got Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns, Dexter Lawrence. Like, That's the formula for this Giants
team.
And
they've been trying to fix this offensive line, it seems like, for the last 20 years, for God's sake.
Exactly. So they have to have a better offensive line. They need a healthy quarterback. And they're going to have a great wide receiver and a huge pass rush. That's what they need to be successful. And they're trying to get there. But,
you know, it's amazing. They are trying to get there. But you watch a team, and this is just one team in particular, but you watch a team like Houston that had D'Amico Ryans and they drafted a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
And look at what that team turned into, like in a snap of a finger.
I mean, it wasn't even just, I mean, they also drafted Tank Dell, who immediately.
And Anderson on the defensive end.
Right. So it just was guys that were ready. It was an awesome draft.
It's amazing how that can change on a, like, just on a flip of a switch. And unfortunately for Carolina, that has not happened.
No, but I mean, but here's the thing. Like, so Trevor Lawrence comes in his second year, Doug Peterson, they go to the playoffs, they win a playoff game. Year after that, he comes back, it's hurt, underachieves, everything else. The Texans got expectations on him now. The Texans now are a team that nobody was taking seriously at the beginning of last year, and now everybody's taking seriously. So the sustainability of that is going to be fascinating to watch.
So two teams that I think come into this season, and there's more than two, but the two in particular that I want to talk about that have those expectations and can they live up to them is number one, obviously Houston. In the NFC, who do you think I'm thinking about in the NFC?
Green Bay? Detroit?
Keep going. You're in the right division.
But Chicago's just starting out with their rookie, though.
Yeah, but see, like, Chicago, the way that their GM has put their team together reminds me of exactly what Houston did by the time C.J. Stroud was, you know, got there. And Caleb Williams, by all accounts, going into the season, I'm not saying that he will be at the end of the season, by all accounts, coming into it, the expectations are so much higher for Caleb Williams than they were for C.J. Stroud, even though C.J. Stroud was a second overall pick.
I agree for Caleb Williams, but I also think that the Bear fan doesn't expect to win their division this year. What they want to see is a superstar in the making at quarterback and them inching closer to being a legitimate force in the NFC. Like, they're also in a division that's got, you know, two teams that won playoff games last year in it. So I feel like they're just setting the groundwork this year. Like, if they were 8-9 and Caleb Williams looked great, they'd love that.
I understand why you would say the Packers, because they gave Jordan Love that huge contract.
Yeah.
And it was basically off of half of a season. Because if you remember at the beginning of last year, they asked Brian Gutekunst, the GM, is Jordan Love the future? And you remember he gave like a weird answer.
Yep.
That like, you know, not really sure yet. And then all of a sudden from that point on, I think it was like in week 4 or 5, I think, is when Brian said that. I feel like that's when it was, because I remember talking about it on the NFL Today. And then all of a sudden, Jordan Love took off and had a great second half of the season.
Yeah. And won a playoff game.
And almost won an NFC Championship game.
Well, not NFC Championship game, because that was the
San Francisco game.
Right, that was that game. The NFC Championship game was the Lions and the Niners. So the division.
The Lions almost won.
Yes, they did. So that's why we're talking about two teams that are very they're more established going into this year, more so than the Bears. So I just think that there's more pressure on those teams to repeat, because Matt Eberflus almost in a way got a reset with the rookie quarterback. He's got to be good, but it's more important for the Bears to see Caleb Williams be great than it is to make the playoffs this year.
Yep.
Then next year, that'll be the year that they got to go and make the playoffs.
What do you think about Detroit?
I mean, you're talking about my division. I hate all of these teams.
Hate them just because you're emotional about it.
I am, yeah. So
To me, Detroit's got the best offensive line in football.
I think it's going to be very tough for them to get back to another NFC Championship game, but I've got the most ultimate respect for Ben Johnson, Dan Campbell, what Jared Goff's been able to do there.
Inside.
So, right.
Key for them is inside. They got to play inside.
Right.
Can't play outside late in the season.
I mean, they're the favorite to win the division still.
Yeah, they should be.
I just can't wait for this Sam Darnold rebirth. That's what I'm looking for. It's like a what are they, you know, when the born again go like in the
when
like
the
a
born
lake.
Agains, like they go in the lake and they get baptized.
Yeah, that kind of that's thing. What
you think that's what's happening with Sam Darnold.
And you know what Minnesota is.
What is Minnesota?
Land of 10,000 lakes. They can pick anyone they want, dip his head in there, and we got a born again Sam Darnold with that red hair that he's kind of got. Look at him.
Can he be the Baker Mayfield of 2024?
Yeah. I think he can.
You think so?
He's got, if he
he's
can't.
He's growing a beard too.
I'll tell you right now, if he can't under these circumstances, he needs to retire.
Darnold is taking him to the playoffs.
Steve in Naples, Florida. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, guys. Great show. Listen, Daniel Jones is going to go to the Hall of Fame for the most number of years as a bust. Given the opportunity to prove himself, we need to move on. What other quarterback gets 6 years? It's mind-boggling. It's Dave Brown and the 70s all over again. And I'd rather have Sam Darnold than Daniel Jones. Gio would probably agree with me.
You know what? The amazing thing is what? Is he? He's on his fourth coach now?
No, third.
Is it third?
There it is. He's
Joe Judge?
Pat Shurmur.
He's killed multiple coaches. He's killed multiple coaches.
Yeah,
I don't
think that's
amazing.
I get you, Steve. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that the Giants have been woefully unstable in this situation. And you know, to me, somebody asked me the question. I think it was our buddy Gary Myers asked me, "Is it the coach or is it the quarterback?" To me, the bigger job is the head coach of an NFL football team because you're dealing with so many things and you set the path. You choose your staff. You choose the way you're going to play defense. You choose the way you're going to play offense. You choose the way you're going to play special teams. And then come the players. And if a guy like Bill Belichick, who is so organized and so demanding, gets a guy like Tom Brady, who's so dedicated and wants to become great, that's when you get the magic happening.
Yeah.
So to me, it is the coach first and foremost, then the quarterback.
Takes two to tango. Boomer and Gio on the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Gio.
Hi, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Summer Friday. We've only got, well, technically, I'm one more. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, in 2 weeks, we're doing cool games.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Wow. Uh-huh. I do like that time of year. I do. I enjoy it. It's really, I've narrowed down my hatred of months to January, February, and March. And January is still, I mean, it's okay. I mean, the worst day of the year is January 2nd. That is undisputed. But you still have NFL football, and that goes into February. So it's really, you know, mid-February once the Super Bowl is over. I mean, even April's been bad lately, but we still got a lot of stuff going on, man. And fall golf.
It's beautiful. It's the best time of year to play.
It really is. And that guy who called up, our buddy who said he was on his way to Stanwich, who donated the money.
Yeah. Us?
What was his name again? Keith.
Yeah.
That place. I got to get up there in the fall with the leaves. That place and then Sleepy Hollow. So tell your buddy.
On Silo Ridge.
Well, that too. I mean, that's a no-brainer. But I want...
I mean, I want
Sleepy Hollow.
I want
Sleepy Hollow in the fall.
You want Sleepy Hollow in the fall?
Yeah.
All right, Mikey K, make it happen.
Well, he did invite me.
I know he
during did. The outing, the Winters Brothers outing.
He tends to forget sometimes.
Yeah.
I can't believe Keith is the same Keith that's been in my Cornhole League.
Yeah, it's incredible, right?
Yeah.
Did you
cool.
Did you call Keith?
Not yet, no.
Not yet, okay.
Not yet. I got to get the information. I've been trying to cut sound, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Did you figure out whether or not we have any more room for your golf tournament for just people that might want to play in it, you know, don't have to
right.
pay the normal freight?
No, I was cutting up Jalen Brunson.
Okay.
I did have to get back to actually
job.
This, so I
have a
know.
Real job.
Yeah, 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 and I actually did not, so I don't know. Greg?
It'd be nice to have an answer before we go off the air.
What was the question again? My head's all over the place.
The question I had for you was, your golf tournament totally sold out, or is there room for more people that would like to buy in at the cost that other people have bought in?
No, it is sold out.
Oh, it is? All right.
Oh, yeah, no. We are.
I thought maybe we could sell like another 50 foursomes.
No. What do you want, play for 8 hours?
Well, go have get another golf course.
No, let's get through this first. And then I'll worry about something else.
And by the way, with this shotgun start, we would like 1A, please. Okay.
No. I'll get you in a good spot, though. I don't think you want one.
I
want
to start on the Jerry Recco Challenge.
10.
Oh, yeah, I like starting back nine, either front nine or back nine.
All
so
right,
10A.
That's fine.
We'll take 10A.
I'm sure we can figure that out.
Okay.
I promise you.
Very good.
I mean, we are celebrities. And
I'm aware.
We have special wants and needs when we get there.
Chuck Healy's the pro there. Be ready.
Hey Chuck, we're going to make sure we have our own part of the locker room and it's cordoned off. We don't want to be, you know, guys.
Yeah. And a park and two parking spots.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And a private way in and out.
Yeah, red carpet, please.
And security.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, let's hear this Jalen Brunson.
All right, yes.
We are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I will give you that first if you would like to hear that. This was the Roommates podcast. So he was asked about signing the deal that he did and, you know, how much thought that went into it. He said something that confused me a little bit, so I'll play this for you.
Let's be blunt and honest with it. It was the most money I can get at this time, point in time. Obviously, it made the most sense.
Now, he means right. He could have got more next year.
He could have got more next year, right. But even more 3 years from now.
Even more 3 years from now. But
yeah,
he'll
be in the Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown area of his career where he can go for a third, I think it's a third contract.
A super, super max contract.
Yeah, exactly. Give it to him.
Here's one more just about being in New York.
It was kind of simple. I wanted to be here. I wanted to show that I actions speak louder than just talking about stuff. And I want this team to be together for a long time. I want to win here.
Yeah, I love it.
Jerk.
See, Jerry, that's the kind of player that we go out and get.
Well, now you're going out and getting them.
Well, you don't play players not to play.
The Mets do, but the Knicks do not.
That's true.
And the Nets do.
Yes. Here was Josh Hart. Big contract, so that begs the question.
That's big money, JP. Do we get, like, free dinners or anything, or do we still got to, like, go half and half? Or, like...
OG is the highest paid, so all dinners from him.
Valid.
So that's why I was thinking. Like, ah.
Yeah. All right, yeah. We got to hit it.
You know,
hit OG over the head with
it. Cut back on that.
Charleston.
See, when those guys go to Chili's, they all drop their American Express Black or Platinum cards.
At Chili's.
And they split it up.
Yeah, Black card at Chili's.
Yes.
It was funny. I had to double check that when he said OG is the high. I forgot.
He is.
And he is, like, significantly, too.
I mean, look at those. They got some pretty big numbers there.
A lot of big numbers. But they got a good team. So, you know what? Go win with what you got. The Mets did not win with what they have. They lost, and Howie Rose seemed annoyed, as you can imagine.
Iglesias at first, two out, last of the ninth. The 0-1 to Alvarez. Breaking ball, hit in the air to right center. Deep but playable. Blade there makes the catch. The ball game is over, and the Mets have lost two out of three to the Oakland A's.
Yeah, after being swept, as we know, in Seattle, which was bad. So the Mets in a bad way right now as they lost again. 7-6 was the
blow.
Evan Roberts called out sick yesterday, as we know. Not feeling good, but he did a Rico. This one I thought was interesting. So I want you to just shut your eyes and get the vision of what Evan is doing as he is doing it, as he tells us what he is doing.
Basically, this is how crappy I felt. I'm laying upside down in my bed. I'm watching the game, and I would only score the at-bat once the at-bat was over. So 3-1 walk. Okay, now I'll write 3-1 BB.
There's a lot wrong with that. He's in his bed upside down? Why?
I mean, I've been asking why since 2005.
Well, yes, yes. Me too. Since I got here full time, I was wondering about him.
He obviously...
Remember the bird baths?
Oh, I remember the bird baths.
I mean, he's just a very interesting character.
He was doing that when he got almost died, right? When he got hit by the car?
Yes.
That's right. He got run over by a taxi.
Yeah. And that stopped the bird baths.
Right. Jeez, I got to find that guy, get him to finish the job.
No, that's terrible. No.
I love Evan.
Was it Stu Gatz?
Good one, Eddie.
Yeah. Oh, man, here's one more from him, knowing that he, as he was saying, usually these day games, he's at work and it's like one eye on the game. He's got to do the job. Well, since he was sick and he was home, he got to watch it. But
when J.J. Bleda hit that Grand Slam home run, what I would have said to you is I would have looked into the camera and I would have said, "Wow, that's what I would have said."
We're bleeped, is what he said.
I mean, it's you said he was laying.
Didn't say that. He said it.
Basically, this is how crappy I felt. I'm laying upside down in my bed.
Upside down, meaning face down?
I don't know.
Is he like laying?
No, face down is on his stomach.
Yeah, but upside down, maybe he's like got his legs on the bed and then his body is hanging off of the bed.
Maybe.
Is that a possibility?
Yes, it's possible. Think he's got clothes on?
Every day he rides his bike. And he likes to sit real low when he's talking on the mic. Yeah. You can see him playing Twitter baseball. Or you can catch him half naked just chilling in the bathroom stall.
At the bird bath.
At Evan's bird bath, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that is funny. Mets Marlins tonight. Sean Manaea makes the start on WCBS 880 Yankees.
What does he have? Do we know what he has?
I don't know.
COVID's going around.
Eddie, that's what I was like.
Oh, I figured Eddie would play Boomer saying gonorrhea something like that.
I know COVID is back, and I know some people who have had it, whatever. But if he's got like neurovirus, if he was puking and throwing,
which would make sense why you said he was up at 4 o'clock the other night.
He cannot go. He can't bring that into Fanatics Fest.
Give it to Tom Brady.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Or one of the older athletes. Like he could kill Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. By the way, for reals.
Yeah, I know.
For reals.
He's got AFib.
That's right. We watch those commercials all the time.
Yes.
I mean, that one. How are you going to live with that the rest of your life?
Did you just pull Kareem out of your butt? Or is he actually
going to be there?
Is he
really?
Yeah. Wow. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And he's got photo ops going on, so that means he's going to be close to people.
A lot of people. That is right. Well, Evan's going to be interviewing people. So that's a little different than just a quick photo op.
Yeah, I mean, you're right next to a guy that has...
Yeah.
Norovirus.
Evan's going to be like joining us now, Kevin Durant. Sorry, Kevin.
You think there's any chance he gets Durant on?
No, zero.
Oh, okay. Wow. I mean, they're going to get people.
Who, though?
I don't know. The list is pretty impressive.
Yeah, there's a ton of people over there. So who knows? Maybe they'll be bringing guys by left and right. I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. That would be a good interview.
Kevin Durant and Evan Roberts?
Honestly, it would be. And it's one I would like to hear.
Well, and if Ruben's smart, he'll take care of us and make sure these things happen.
We should have put that seed in his head. I didn't even give that a thought. That would have been a good interview to hear.
I just planted it, so there you go.
Yeah, he's there running around right now. I meant when he was sitting here, we could have told him, hey, great idea would be get Durant on with Evan Roberts.
Hurley's probably thinking about it.
I'm sure he is.
Hurley's probably on it. Is every time that like there's something that comes up and I'm like, hey, this would be a good idea. He's like, I already asked.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. Like with the Giants camp, I was like, oh, this. He's like, I already asked. I'm like, okay, good.
All right, good.
Great.
On top of it.
Yeah, hopefully that is, if that ever happened, that would be a very cool interview. What else? NFL-wise, you've got the Eagles beat the Patriots 14-13. Here was Gerard Mayo, thoughts of his young quarterback, Drake May.
Yeah, he had great composure. I thought it was a good drive. I thought he went out there and did a lot of good things. So hopefully he can build on that and We'll see how this week goes.
Let's see how it goes. Now, you mentioned the clip about Matthew Judon going to Atlanta. Here was Mayo, exactly what you were talking about in terms of letting him go and making the trade to the Falcons.
We've gone years without having a premier rusher, right? You know, Chandler Jones, the Judons of the world. But we were able to manufacture pass rush through our stunts and games and, you know, our game planning. So, look, it's not going to be one person. It's hard to sit here and say one person can replace Matthew Judon.
This was a misleading headline.
Yeah,
misleading headline by Pro Football Talk.
I think it is. I do think it is a little misleading. But at the end, he's also basically saying, we're going to figure it out. Meaning, uh-oh.
No. But I think the way that it sounded...
The way it sounded like in the headline, it sounded like that Gerard Mayo was taking a shot at Judon. That he was not a premier
exactly.
pass rusher.
That's
basically what he is saying. Oh, is that we just lost a premier pass rusher. We may not have one on the team now, but we'll get through it because in past years, when we didn't have a premier pass rusher, like a Chandler Jones,
like a
Matthew Judon, yeah. we were able to gain pressure by scheming and doing all that other strategy stuff.
Then I would say definitely misleading if that was the insinuation. Giants in Houston tomorrow, and the Jets take on Daniel Jones expected to play some, and the Jets at Carolina. A couple from the Jets. Number one, here is C.J. Mosley, who continues to be asked about Hassan Reddick.
I mean, no disrespect, but it's just something that's not really our focus because we got to get ready for the season. So when he comes, if he comes, you know, we're going to be here. We're going to be the same people. And, you know, you're just going to have to adjust and learn really quick on, you know, what we have to do.
Exactly. And what they have to do is produce. Garrett Wilson, a very young, talented receiver, was asked point blank if he feels like he's got something to prove this year.
Damn right. You know, that's the reality of it. And in this league, you know, the moment you stop feeling like that, you're probably not going to be in it much longer. So, I'll say that.
Nice, mature
he's gotta
answer.
He's got to be frustrated, you know, a little bit. I mean, he's been great since he's been here. But, man, it just hasn't, like, totally opened up for him yet.
Yep, understood. This year you would certainly think it would. And Sean Payton has not named a starting quarterback yet in Denver. By all accounts, everybody expects it to be Bo Nix. So he was on Up and Adams with Kay Adams, and she asks him, why won't you just say it already since we kind of know?
It's a bit of the jig is up, though, Coach. Like, yeah. It's like we know he's the guy. Why not hand him the keys like Chicago did to Caleb?
The band's still playing.
What do you mean?
They have one more
song.
What are you waiting for?
So you're waiting to see what this next preseason game is?
This next game will be important.
Why does he have to earn it? What is the problem with just naming it? Like, I
think it's important to the team.
And then he would go on to say, we haven't named starters at other positions, so why would I do it just because it's the quarterback? That was his take on that. So I thought that was interesting. Steelers, Bills, Russell Wilson will get the start for Pittsburgh. Buffalo linebacker Matt Milano tore his bicep, going to be out at least a few months. And we mentioned the NBA schedule, Knicks and Spurs on Christmas Day at 12 p.m. Sorry, also ESPN, like Sam Ponder and RG3.
Yeah, more budget yesterday. Cuts there.
Yeah.
For them, and they had multiple years left on their contracts, too. So I'm assuming they'll get paid all of that, but it's unfortunate. By the way, we've been to things like Fanatics Fest. Now, this is first of a kind, but so many big names. We've been to things like these sports conventions or live. The most underpaid but yet important person that's going to be at this thing is Livy Dunn's bodyguard. Because the mutants that will be milling around the Javits Center waiting in line to get Edgar Martinez's autograph. When they see her, it's going to be like The Walking Dead.
What happened? Are they? Do you think,
zombies.
That's like you and Dua Lipa. You're
drooling. Yeah, no, right. I've got the ultimate respect for Dua Lipa. Right, you know that.
What about what's her name? Haley Welch. Is she going to be there?
Oh, no. It doesn't say she is, but she is in town. So maybe.
Maybe she's going to be in town.
Is Paige Spearnet going to be there?
I don't see her.
Yes,
name.
I saw her on the
list. Oh, really? She is?
There's another one there. The zombies are going to be.
Right after they get CM Punk's selfie, they turn. They just turn into the Walking Dead. They're going to smash him with a baseball bat. The only way to kill him. Okay.
It's hilarious.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Oh, All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this feel-good summer Friday. In looking at this list of the athletes that are going to be at Fanatics Fest, and we have BT and Sal there at 10 a.m. and then Evan and Tiki at 2 p.m. I know who they're getting looking at this list. You just know when you look at it.
There'll be some Yankees.
Yeah. Hideki Matsui.
Maybe a couple Knicks.
Andy Pettit. You know, Pete Alonso's going to be there. Daryl Strawberry. Justin Tuck. These are the guys they're going to get. You know, like getting Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Paige Spiranak or Livy Dunn or something like that. That's not happening. You know?
Yeah, I don't know how it's being run over there. I just know that it's going to be... I think it's going to be bigger than anybody... I know Michael Rubin, I had him in here twice, and you were not here.
Yeah.
And he was extremely pumped about this whole thing. And, you know, I used to do a thing in Atlanta. It used to be called the Sports Expo or something. And this is where companies would bring in athletes like us.
Yeah.
So I went down there for Nike one year, went down there for Reebok a couple years, and also would go out to Vegas for the electronics show. And I'd go out there for Samsung.
Yeah,
it's that kind of feel. But this is different. This is where it's not only are all the companies going to be there, all the leagues are going to be there, and there's over 100 different personalities.
Roger Goodell and Adam Silver both being there.
Yeah, I mean,
how much did they have to pay Rog to get in there?
No. Roger is, you know, he has to do it, and so does Adam Silver because Fanatics is a huge.
Oh, they have to do it?
Yeah, I'm sure doing it because they're good partners. They're trying to be partners with Fanatics.
Richter's going to be there.
Yeah, Mike Richter will be there. Henrik Lundqvist will be there.
Oh, yeah, look at that. So pull up that list. Tell me who's the one, if you could interview one person on that list.
It would have to be Tom Brady, I would think.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that would be the guy. I mean, you know, he's, I don't know.
Yeah, I think probably. It would have to be. You know what I would throw in there, too?
Yeah.
Jay-Z,
okay.
Got to throw Jay-Z in there.
Yep.
So Brady, all right, let's pick a top five.
I have to pick a top five.
Number one. So this would be impressive. If BT and Sal or Evan and Tiki got any one of these top five, I'd be impressed. Tom Brady.
Yep.
Jay-Z. Is Lil Wayne still... Nah, I feel like he does a lot of stuff. Hulk Hogan. That'd be a good one. Yes. So those three. Tom Brady, Hulk Hogan, Jay-Z, Kevin Durant. Right? Kevin Durant. And... Jeter?
What about Jake Paul?
Say that again, Boomer?
What about Jake Paul?
Nah.
So what I'm thinking, my top five guys would probably be Henrik Lundqvist. I'm thinking Austin Matthews, Mike Richter.
Those are the only hockey guys. And Ilya Sorokin. Those are
I don't want to talk to Sorokin.
Oh, Sorokin canceled.
He did.
Oh wow. What happened there?
He's Russian.
That's just an excuse for anything.
Yeah, he got drafted. I wouldn't want to be showing up anywhere right now.
Right. Sorry, I can't make it.
Put my hockey uniform on and let me just play hockey. Keep my head down.
Yeah. I can't find like another. I have like a really good top three. And I don't have anything else. Oh, Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, yeah, of course.
All right. I got my top five.
How about Chad Johnson?
I mean, I love Chad, but he's I feel like you get enough of him already. So Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Kevin Durant, Jay-Z. Who am I missing?
Hulk
Hogan.
Okay.
Those would be my five.
Adam Schefter's going to be there.
Yeah, I know. Hey, people will take a picture. He'll take some pictures.
100%.
Yeah. So they got some UFC and WWE people there as well, obviously, with Hulk Hogan. So, yeah, that would have to be the top five.
Yeah, it's too bad. Like, you know, the baseball players, obviously, with the exception of Pete Alonso, I believe, are all retired now.
I know. Pete's just like, screw it. We lost two out of three to the A's. We'll just go to Fanatics Fest now. Why not? cares?
Well, you know, you just never know what the contracts say for these players that have endorsements with these companies. So let's say, I don't know if Pete does or he doesn't, but let's say Pete has a deal with Nike.
Mm-hmm.
And in that deal, there are two or three appearances that he is required to give to Nike whenever they want him, as long as they don't interrupt his playing schedule.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's how Fanatics went about securing a lot of these different athletes.
By the way, this WFAN polo and Nike combination is a Fanatics product.
There you go.
Little Odyssey Sports rocking this thing today.
I see that.
I don't know if you can buy it anywhere. You probably
company,
can't.
Company, man.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Looks like you could be working here and with Youssef. And by the way, I saw Youssef in the commissary. Happiest man in America. It's a Friday.
Yeah.
He says, you know, Boomer, I was looking at Joe Burrow the other day. He has white hair like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, everybody says he looks like Eminem. I think he looks like you.
Wow.
And I called my friends who are all football fans and asked them, do you think Joe Burrow is trying to look like Boomer? And all of his friends said, you know what? Yes.
Wow.
He was very proud of himself.
Right.
For telling me that in the commissary after he made the call.
I believe these Moroccans are onto something.
I do too.
Yeah, I think they are.
I said, man, that's that was pretty good by Youssef.
So, by the way, speaking of Fanatics Fest, are you the biggest super fan? Show up to Fanatics Fest in your best gear for the chance to meet your favorite athletes. And we're talking full uniform, head to toe, eye black encouraged. And we're telling our fans, WFAN fans, to show up as Boomer or Tiki in the full outfit as well. So that'd be a lot of fun.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this feel good summer Friday. In looking at this list of the athletes that are going to be at Fanatics Fest, and we have BT and Sal there at 10 a.m. and then Evan and Tiki at 2 p.m. I know who they're getting looking at this list. You just know when you look at it.
Going to be some Yankees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hideki Matsui.
Maybe a couple Knicks.
Andy Pettit. You know, Pete Alonso's going to be there. Daryl Strawberry. Justin Tuck. These are the guys they're going to get. You know, like getting Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Paige Spiranak or Livy Dunn or something like that. That's not happening, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how it's being run over there. I just know that it's going to be... I think it's going to be bigger than anybody... I know Michael Rubin, I had him in here twice and you were not here.
Yeah.
And he was extremely pumped about this whole thing. And... You know, I used to do a thing in Atlanta. It used to be called the Sports Expo or something. And this is where companies would bring in athletes like us.
Yeah.
So I went down there for Nike one year, went down there for Reebok a couple years, and also would go out to Vegas for the electronics show. And I'd go out there for Samsung.
Yeah.
It's that kind of feel. But this is different. This is where... It's not only are all the companies going to be there, all the leagues are going to be there, and there's over 100 different personalities.
Roger Goodell and Adam Silver both being there.
Yeah, I mean,
how much did they have to pay Rog to get in there?
No. Roger is, you know, he has to do it, and so does Adam Silver, because Fanatics is a huge...
Oh, they have to do it?
Yeah, I'm sure they're doing it because they're good partners. They're trying to be partners with Fanatics.
Richter's going to be there.
Yeah, Mike Richter will be there. Henrik Lundqvist will be there.
Oh, yeah, look at that. So pull up that list. Tell me who's the one. If you could interview one person on that list, who would have to be
Tom Brady, I would think.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that would be the guy. I mean, you know, he's, I don't know.
Yeah, I think probably. It would have to be. You know what I would throw in there, too?
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, okay.
Got to throw Jay-Z in there.
Yep.
So Brady, all right, let's pick a top five.
I have to pick a top five.
Number one. So this would be impressive. If you got, if BT and Sal or Evan and Tiki got any one of these top five, I'd be impressed. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Jay-Z. Is Lil Wayne still Nah, I feel like he does a lot of stuff. Hulk Hogan. That'd be a good one. Yes. So those three. Tom Brady, Hulk Hogan, Jay-Z, Kevin Durant. Right? Kevin Durant. And... Cheater?
What about Jake Paul?
Say that again, Boomer.
What about Jake Paul?
Nah.
So what I'm thinking, my top five guys would probably be Henrik Lundqvist. I'm thinking Austin Matthews, Mike Richter.
Those are the only hockey guys. And Ilya Sorokin. Those are
I don't want to talk to Sorokin.
Oh, Sorokin canceled.
He did.
Oh wow. What happened there?
He's Russian.
That's just an excuse for anything.
Yeah, you got drafted. I don't want to be showing up anywhere right now.
Right. Sorry, I can't make it.
Put my hockey uniform on and let me just play hockey. Keep my head down.
Yeah. I can't find like another. I have like a really good top three. And I don't have anything else. Oh, Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, yeah, of course.
All right. I got my top five.
How about Chad Johnson?
I mean, I love Chad, but he's I feel like you get enough of him already. So Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Kevin Durant, Jay-Z. Who am I missing?
Hulk.
Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Those would be my five.
Adam Schefter's going to be there.
Yeah, I know. Hey, people will take a picture. He'll take some pictures.
100%.
Yeah. So they got some UFC and WWE people there as well, obviously, with Hulk Hogan. So, yeah, that would have to be the top five.
Yeah, it's too bad. Like, you know, the baseball players, obviously, with the exception of Pete Alonso, I believe, are all retired now.
Yeah, I know. Pete's just like, screw it. We lost two out of three to the A's. We'll just go to Fanatics Fest now. Why not? Who cares?
Well, you know, you just never know what the contracts say for these players that have endorsements with these companies. So let's say, I don't know if Pete does or he doesn't, but let's say Pete has a deal with Nike.
Mm-hmm.
And in that deal, there are two or three appearances that he is required to give to Nike whenever they want him, as long as they don't interrupt his playing schedule.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's how Fanatics went about securing a lot of these different athletes.
By the way, this WFAN Polo and Nike combination is a Fanatics product.
There you go.
Little Odyssey Sports. Rocking this thing today.
I see that.
I don't know if you can buy it anywhere.
You're like
you probably
company,
can't.
Company, man.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Looks like you could be working here and with Youssef. And by the way, I saw Youssef in the commissary. Happiest man in America. It's a Friday.
Yeah.
He says, you know, Boomer, I was looking at Joe Burrow the other day. He has white hair like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah. Everybody says he looks like Eminem. I think he looks like you.
Wow.
And I called my friends, who are all football fans, and asked them, do you think Joe Burrow is trying to look like Boomer? And all of his friends said, you know what? Yes.
Wow.
He was very proud of himself
right.
for telling me that in the commissary after he made the call.
I believe these Moroccans are onto something.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think they are.
I said, man, that's that was pretty good by Youssef.
So, by the way, speaking of Fanatics Fest, are you the biggest super fan? Show up to Fanatics Fest in your best gear for the chance to meet your favorite athletes. And we're talking full uniform, head to toe, eye black encouraged. And we're telling our fans, WFAN fans, to show up as Boomer or Tiki in the full outfit as well. So that'd be a lot of fun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.